We'll start a meditation and settle the body into a comfortable, clear seat for stillness and dropping the attention out of the narratives of the day and the busyness of our relationships and work, and into the sensate life of the body and the heart. Beginning a meditation on the quality of emptiness or sunyata. Beginning, as we do always in meditation, giving attention to the body to comfort and ease, setting up the posture that allows the postural muscles to relax, particularly in the belly, low back, mid back. Often all we need to attend to posturally, once the basic foundation is there in the lower body, is a gentle lifting of the sternum, or a soft opening through the solar plexus and the center of the chest, to let the shoulders fall open and really bring a sense of the breath being unconstricted through the front of the body, softening the belly, and feeling how the breath falls in through the nose, filling the torso unobstructed. You can play a little with the posture of the torso to find an easeful flow of breath. Eyes can be open or closed as feels good. We can begin with the breath as an anchor, or if that stirs things up too much, just with the sense of the body and its posture as an anchor. So you bring the attention to this stable or relatively stable experience. And we connect with that experience, the body breathing or the body sitting or lying down, whatever shape the body's in. And we use the constancy of the shape and of the cycle of breath as a refuge, as a home for the attention that otherwise is habituated to wander in story, memory, fantasy. And take a few moments to really connect with one thing in your experience, maybe breath, maybe body, and stay with that one thing. And letting some stillness and begin to fill the space around the body and the mind. We connect with the anchor because it's clear that the habit and conditioned tendency of the attention is to be drawn to whatever else in the field has more charge. So if that's a sound or an image in the mind or in the physical space, something happening, attention is drawn there. If it's a strong sensation in the body, attention is drawn there. If it's a thought that has emotional charge, a fantasy image or a fearful image, a memory, anything with emotional or energetic force will want to pull the attention. And part of our training is to learn to let those impulses pass by without response, favoring the steadiness and stillness that comes when we stay with this relatively less charged experience. The meditation on emptiness begins with reflecting on an experience that we have had recently that is busier or more complex or more stressful than what's happening right now. The original reflection is done by someone meditating in the wilderness, thinking about the city, and reflecting that the city is busy and stressful. But here in the wilderness, the busyness and stress of the city is absent. The wilderness is empty of the stress of the city. So for us, feeling your environment, the place that you're sitting. Think about a busier or more stressful situation you were in recently. Maybe outside your home, downtown, somewhere busy. Maybe at work. Maybe in a conversation with someone that was complex or difficult. Any time recently where you can feel the stress or dukkha, the challenge of being in a more stressful situation and now being in a relatively less stressful situation. Bring that moment to mind. See if you can sense there was that stress and now that stress is absent. Remember a stress previously experienced and notice that that stress is absent now. And then as you get in touch with the absence of that stress, see if you can feel the pleasure, the ease, the delight even. Of being in a more peaceful place, a more settled moment. And if you can sense the pleasure or the ease of this moment compared to that previous stressful one, more stressful one, really appreciate this more peaceful moment. Even if this moment is stressful, imperfect, the mind is complaining, see if you can notice a previous moment that was more stressful and experience the relief of no longer being there. If you can feel that ease or pleasure, maybe let the lips smile a little bit. Let the whole body feel the relief and the peace of this more pleasurable, less stressful moment. This is the basic practice that leads to the appreciation and the recognition of emptiness. This moment is empty of the stress of that other place. This can be a support for concentration as well. Take a moment and reestablish connection with your anchor, with the breath or the body. Clear the mind of thinking. Bring the heart into the present, silence with the body and mind all together. And then when you have a moment of peace in the heart mind, even just a few moments, enough to recognize them, while you're there, feel how peaceful that is. Feel the quiet in the mind, the settledness in the nervous system. And then remember back even a few moments, maybe in this meditation, to a moment when the mind was wandering into a compelling fantasy or story, a complaint, fear. Remember the anxious mind or the restless mind or the depressed mind or the dull mind, even a little, the doubtful or judgmental mind. Feel that that kind of wandering in story is less peaceful than this. And then these moments free of that story, free of comparison, free of judgment, free of remembering and fearing. Free of desiring, wanting. A moment free of thought is empty of what isn't there, empty of story, empty of habit. And again, delight. Really take pleasure in these moments of the less stressed mind. Really feel the pleasure of the quiet mind. The more we feel the pleasure of it, the longer it will sustain. Delight sustains concentration. As we continue to practice in silence together, you can use the anchor of the breath or body or whatever your usual meditation is as the peaceful space and feel its peacefulness and easefulness and the pleasure of being there compared to a less peaceful, pleasurable space that is busier, more filled with content in the mind, particularly. And delight in the pleasure and ease of stillness. We can play with these basic instructions, orienting to emptiness, orienting toward a more and more settled, open, still, peaceful field. And we'll sit in silence together from here. coming to the end of our sitting, and returning to your anchor or resting in spaciousness. The heart of the practice of being intimate with emptiness is to recognize that what's not here is not here and doesn't need to cause us stress. In the Heart Sutra, after emptiness is recognized as a characteristic of everything conditioned, including the Dharma itself, the goddess of perfection, of wisdom, is praised, Prajna Paramita, with a mantra that says, this is gone, gone, gone beyond. What is gone? The one who was lost in delusion is gone. The dream that felt the delusion was real is gone. Fully, completely gone. Awake we are. Swaha. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhi, swaha. I'll sing three times to close the meditation. So if you're in a space where you can make sound, join in with this closing chant. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisvaha. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisvaha. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisvaha. Let it go.